From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. The Pentagon has said it's very concerned about the movement of a Russian convoy into eastern Ukraine, strongly condemning the action, which it says shouldn't be happening without the Ukrainian government's authorization. Russia says the convoy is a humanitarian mission, and President Putin has said further delays to the delivery of aid would be unacceptable. But U.S. Rear Admiral John Kirby said the action will increase tension in the area.
Russia should not send vehicles, persons, or cargo of any kind into Ukraine, whether under the guise of humanitarian convoys or any other pretext, without Kyiv's express permission. This is a violation of Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity by Russia.
The convoy started to move into Ukraine without permission after being stalled at a border checkpoint for more than a week. According to Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, more than 100 trucks have crossed the border illegally so far, in flagrant violation of international law. Daria Bondarchuk has the details from Moscow.
The trucks began moving on Friday afternoon after Russian Foreign Ministry stated it could no longer wait to deliver the aid, blaming delays on the Ukrainian side. The convoy moved in without the Red Cross or Ukrainian escorts in violation of previously reached agreements between Moscow and Kyiv. The spokesperson of the International Committee of the Red Cross at the checkpoint of Donetsk on the Russian side of the border confirmed the organization was not accompanying or taking part in the mission. The Ukrainian State Security Chief Valentin Nerivaychenko called the advance of the convoy into Ukrainian territory a direct invasion by Russia.
Palestinian terrorist group Hamas says militants have executed 18 people they believed were collaborating with Israel. The move was an apparent retaliation for an Israeli airstrike that killed three Hamas leaders on Thursday. Sources from Hamas said the executions were carried out by an armed group called the Resistance. And in Iraq, at least 64 people have been killed during a suicide bomb attack in a mosque. The suicide bomber and gunman opened fire during Friday prayers at a Sunni mosque outside Baghdad. The attack comes as top American officials say Islamic State militants are the biggest threat the U.S. has faced in years. U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel said that the Islamic State would be a long-term threat to America and that the country must be prepared.
ISIL is as sophisticated and well-funded as any group that we have seen. They're beyond just a terrorist group. They marry ideology, a sophistication of strategic and tactical military prowess. They are tremendously well-funded. Oh, this is beyond anything that we've seen. So we must prepare for everything.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. With the conflict in Syria now in its fourth year, the United Nations says the death toll recorded up until April is over 191,000. They warn this is probably an underestimate, with the UN's human rights chief Navi Pillay blaming international paralysis on the issue. William Denslow reports from UN headquarters in New York.
Figures released by the United Nations Human Rights Office are the first since July 2013, when the UN estimated more than 100,000 people had died in Syria. The report is based on findings from the Syrian government and four separate monitoring groups. Human Rights Chief Navi Pillay says the huge increase is because more killings from earlier periods have been included, as well as more recent deaths reported since the last update. Blaming the world's paralysis and lack of action in Syria, she says the conflict has dropped off the international radar, which has empowered the killers, destroyers, and torturers in the country.
And the Obama administration broke the law when it swapped five detainees held at Guantanamo Bay for the captured American serviceman Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. An independent government watchdog in Washington has rejected the White House's claim that exceptional circumstances forced it to act without reference to the U.S. Congress. Washington correspondent Simon Marks reports.
The Government Accountability Office says the law is clear and the White House broke it by failing to provide Congress with 30 days' notice of its intention to swap the five Guantanamo detainees for Sergeant Bergdahl. The Defense Department violated the law and spent government money that hadn't been appropriated for the transfer. The Obama administration has always claimed it had to act quickly in the face of a threat to Sergeant Bergdahl's life. But in a victory for Republicans who requested the opinion, the GAO rejects that claim.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.